Visually impaired boys and girls in South Wales recently had the chance to take part in VI rugby sessions in Cardiff. The day was just the beginning of bringing the game to more visually impaired children in Wales. Evan Vaughan Lewis is the Disability Inclusion Officer for Cardiff Rugby.
This is our first ever visually impaired schools event that we're running, and it just so happens to be the first of its kind in the UK as well, so added bonus to that one. But that's given the opportunities to the school kids who are visually impaired who may not be able to experience things as much as other kids, so it's giving everybody the same opportunity, so it's a jersey for all. So we've got a six-station carousel where we've got like different games of passing tunnels with the inflatables out, we've got foxes and farmers with the tag belts, we've got obstacle courses with all the tackle shields, a wide variety of activities and events going on here today.
And Cardiff VI Rugby are aiming to break down barriers and create new opportunities for players.
We are the only visually impaired side in Wales, so we do get quite a few people who are interested in joining the team. So quite recently, the past couple of weeks, we've had three or four people join us wanting to take part in the rugby side of the visually impaired side of rugby. So yeah, we're hoping that everyone else catches up with us and joins in so we can get a Welsh Cup or something going on at some point. It'd be quite nice.
I asked Evan what he thought the young people made of the event.
They're making the event what it is today. If they all turned up with gloomy faces because it was a bit foggy this morning, then it wouldn't be what it'd be like today, but they're all running around laughing, as you'll probably hear later on today as well. But we're quite lucky today that the RNIB have paired up with us, that they actually brought some of like the different impairment classes as well, so the teachers are able to experience what their students experience on a day-to-day basis. So it's been quite an enlightening experience for the teachers as well as also a great experience for the kids to be on the Elms Park itself, to have a tour later and speak to some of the professional players themselves as well.
In his day job, Gareth Davis works as a strategic engagement manager at RNIB, but he also plays a large part in the Cardiff VO rugby site. Gareth explained the link between the charity.
And over the years, as it's grown, RNIB have now kindly sponsored the adult visually impaired team, which is in part of that funding sponsorship is actually going to today's Young People's Festival. Today is a bit of a statement, really, that there is a demand. There are 70 children here today, all whom have visually impairment. So there is a real demand for visually impaired rugby. And to me, today is just the start of a sport that will be here forever.
The children taking part in the festival were from across South Wales.
So Cardiff Rugby work with schools across their region, which is all the way from Powys in mid Wales down to Cardiff and east and west of that to Bridgend and Cardiff, really. So they have existing links with schools. So those children have come through Cardiff Rugby's links, existing links.
And it was clear that playing on the pitch at the Arms Park had a big effect on some of the children taking part.
Well, one thing that tells me it's a big experience. When some of the younger ones came out, the first thing they did was roll on the pitch and were cheering. Yes, you know, like for any child, as you know yourself, Hal, growing up in Wales, to be on Cardiff Arms Park pitch is a dream. It's something that we grow up seeing on TV, but for most of us, we think that we're never actually going to play on it. So for these kids, it's a really, really special day. And you can see by just the smiles on their faces, it's not just a great day, it's a really special day.
For Nadine Griffiths, Community Foundation Manager at Cardiff Rugby, days like these are vital to the future of rugby in Wales.
It's important for us at Cardiff Rugby because we really want to engage with all people within our communities. So that's anybody from any background, any disability, that there is somewhere within sport and within rugby that you can engage with. This is the first event of its kind in the country. We started off in 2019 doing a trial day with a lot of people with visual impairments. We had a lot of interest in that and then established the senior visually impaired team. I think today is important that we start to try and build a pathway now so that we let these children know that there is a place for them within sport, there is a place for them within rugby, and then hopefully that will sustain the game and sustain the team going forward and create growth as well. We want all the other regions to get involved in this. We want everybody to offer this visual impairment offering so that we can create a competition structure and make sure those pathways are sustainable going forward. Welsh Rugby Union are implementing it as part of their strategy now. There is a lot of talks going on at the moment about a visually impaired World Cup, which I think will elevate this hugely. I think the national governing bodies have got a large part to play in establishing that Welsh provision, because everybody aspires to put that red jersey on for Wales, and whether you're a child or an adult, I think it's important that we make sure that we promote those opportunities. This is a huge experience for a lot of people. I think sometimes we forget that coming to Cardiff Arms Park is a big deal for a lot of people. And for these children, this would have been their first visit down to a stadium or a stadium of this size. For some people living, you know, in the darkest areas of Powys and the top of the Rhondda, this might be their first visit to the city itself. And I think, you know, again, it's just offering those opportunities for people to come down. But everybody is running around laughing, smiles on their face, and that's why we do the job that we do.
Toby Ashmore is a teacher at Meadowbank School in Cardiff. He says the festival was inspiring for pupils and teachers alike.
We've got a couple of visually impaired children in our school, and we've come along to have a go at doing some rugby skills that we've been practicing with the WRU, but also to see how it's different for visually impaired children as well, and the challenges that they may face doing some kind of skills. We've had a go at doing things like tag and some catching and throwing skills, and we've been handed out some goggles as well, which have different kinds of visually impairment on them, so we can all have a feel to see what it's like for some of the visually impaired children that we work with in our school. It's really, really good fun. It's nice to sort of meet other children from other schools, but also show off our skills as well. And it's also really interesting just to sort of see how, even though they're with these children every day, some of the visually impaired children who have glasses, they don't necessarily know what it's like to see what for those kind of children as well. They take it by face value, seeing the children with glasses in their class, and don't really understand what the needs of that child are. But when they have something different and they can really understand it, it's a completely different world for them. For a lot of our children, we're sort of teaching them that it's okay to be different, so they don't necessarily feel it as a burden for them. When they come to places like this, they feel like it's celebrated, which is really good for them. But I think that they really enjoy it, they get stuck in with everyone, and to see that there's opportunities for those with visual impairments to do things like that is really rewarding for them. We're always looking for different opportunities to bring into the school and try new things, and just seeing how the children have reacted today, it's been really good. So yeah, it's something we'd like to continue a lot more.
It's safe to say that the future of VI Rugby in Cardiff and in Wales is in safe hands.